Good afternoon. This is Lake Effect Weekend on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. After 24 long years in development, Marvel's Black Panther has finally come to the big screen, directed by Ryan Coogler and starring a veritable who's who list of prominent African-American actors. Black Panther is the first superhero film that features a predominantly black cast.
The film tells the origin story of its title character and introduces fans to Wakanda, a completely new world in the Marvel cinematic universes. And along the way, it breaks through many cultural and artistic boundaries.
Black Panther is expected to break box office records as the weekend continues. It holds a 97% Rotten Tomatoes score, and critics near and far have showered it with praise, including Ryan Jay. Jay joined Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski in the studio and says the film surpassed even the high expectations of its audiences.
It's really exciting, I think, to have high expectations for a film, because going into Black Panther, we knew that it is one of the largest pre-selling tickets at the box office in history, I think just behind Star Wars. So expectations are very high. And not only I, but everyone else in my movie club and I think other press, we all walked out and really were raving about this film.
Yeah. And it is directed by Ryan Coogler. Some may know him from his most recent movie, Creed, also
yes,
starring Michael B. Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a lush, impressively well-acted, well-done film for someone who doesn't have a lot of majorly produced films under his belt.
It's true. I sort of equate him to, I guess, what Patty Jenkins went through with Wonder Woman, or we look at David Yates with the Harry Potter franchise, then going on to Fantastic Beasts. And, you know, just walking into, like, the Marvel Cinematic Universe for Ryan Coogler, and at this point, you know, an African-American writer-director, I think, is as key to this franchise as Patty was being female to Wonder Woman. It just makes sense in terms of material, in terms of tone, in terms of sensitivity, in terms of entertainment value and everything. Getting the right person, male or female, black or white, for the right job is fantastic, and, you know, it really shows in the end product of this film.
Yeah, you can really tell that this was a group effort. A lot of times I feel movies don't get that appreciation, even though, you know, there's hundreds of people who work on these films.
Mm-hmm.
But with this one, it was not strictly about the star or the director. Like, this was an extravaganza.
An amazing ensemble piece. And, you know, of course, we have the certain Marvel things to look forward to. And the Marvel Cinematic Universe, you know, opening animation now is giving you the same kind of chills that you get when the theme music from Star Wars kicks in. You just get excited. You have this level of expectations that you think are going to be met. And in Marvel, it almost always is. And then you've got Stan Lee's cameo to look forward to. You have the extra end credit scenes to stay for.
Yeah, so please stay, people. A lot of
yes,
people left. I'm like, you need to stay till after the credits.
Right. And in this case, there's two extra scenes, one mid-credits and one at the very end.
Yeah, something to look forward to. So with the heart of this film, obviously, is the Black Panther starring Chadwick Boseman playing T'Challa. We also have Michael B. Jordan, Lupita Nyong'o, Angela Bassett made an awesome appearance.
As
Forrest Whitaker, Sterling K. Brown, Martin Freeman, to name a few. But this movie really is about a strong ensemble cast. I don't feel like anyone outshone the other. Even though it's about the Black Panther, I feel like all these characters were central to the movie.
I agree with you. And I think that it is the origin story of the king of Wakanda and how he became Black Panther and he was going to join in. We've already seen him in the first Avengers movie, and now he's going to be in the next Avengers movie as a character. But this is also the origin and the introduction to a new part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, a new world. And it is as different in terms of production design, costume, makeup, color, vibrancy, score, and sound as is Guardians of the Galaxy or Thor or Captain America. It really has carved out a completely new niche, and it's very much an origin story also and an introduction to the world of Wakanda.
And that is something that really kind of sets it apart from other Marvel movies, because they often take place in modern day time, mostly America, whatever else, with a little bit of that superhero element. But this has a good balance, a good duality of focusing on Wakanda, but also its role with the outside world and how it's been reluctant to do that. So it touches upon a lot of themes.
Mm-hmm.
But I also liked that the character of T'Challa, he's a bit more subtle compared to other superhero leading men. And a lot of the strong supporting characters truly brought more bounce and balance to the film. Otherwise, I feel like if he was just leading it, it would be a little more flat because he's a very serious character.
It's true. And in some cases, the supporting characters are almost stronger than he is as a warrior, as a fighter, you know, just in sheer strength. And they're female, too. So there's a really cool ensemble and a support there that kind of has really interesting implications, keeping on track with Disney's social consciousness of casting and diversity and messaging toward all audiences. So I love how Black Panther stays on track with that.
Definitely. It makes him seem more like a struggling world leader compared to this superhero. I also like the feel, I mean, maybe some people would argue against this and that it's not as much of a Marvel movie, but it felt like a James Bond action adventure because his powers, you know, come from tradition, come from, there is a substance that he takes to be Black Panther, but it's not like Spider-Man. It's not like Captain America. It is more so the technological advancements and the culture of Wakanda that is his superpower.
And there are these trinkets that are invented to help aid him and his clan that help them in their battles. So I especially loved, and this is where a lot of the comic relief comes in, and this is something that Marvel does so well that DC often struggles with, is the balance between great action and comedy. And we see that here in the role of Black Panther's sister, played by Letitia Wright, who is a Shuri, and she's the princess in Wakanda, and she is sort of like the Q of James Bond, where she's creating all these trinkets and these gadgets that are helping Black Panther in his quest.
The balance of all this modern trinkets combined with ancient African traditions, and you can tell the amount of research that went into culture, historical, tribal costumes, you know, the attention to detail. I'm sure if we saw it again, we'd notice 1,000 more new things.
Absolutely. I mean, the makeup, and I think even the movement, there's choreography in some of the, not only the battle scenes, but also some of the celebration scenes. And I think the vibrancy of color in the costuming of all the different tribes that come together to celebrate their new king and to see the direction of the future, I think it is very well researched. It does draw back and is very grounded in reality and realism of Africa.
And it's also beautifully shot by Rachel Morrison, who was the first woman DP to be nominated for an Oscar for her work on Mudbound. So this is another, I feel, strong behind-the-scenes component of people truly coming together and putting their best foot forward.
Absolutely. I think in Hollywood, we're always looking to that as sort of the beginning or the breeding ground of breaking ground for diversity and equality in industry. And hopefully that does trickle into other industries in the world. But in Hollywood, we're seeing women break through and now African Americans break through and other minorities. We're seeing gay stories being told and nominated and celebrated, whether it's Call Me By Your Name or Moonlight. So I think that Hollywood does a great job at that. So seeing this female cinematographer, director of photography, not only nominated for Mudbound, but also contributing now to a huge blockbuster that is a surefire hit in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, just further pushes that glass ceiling for women.
Along with the people behind the scenes, we obviously have the people in front of the camera, and it's such a monumental time to have a large Black cast. Sadly, it's not prevalent and it wasn't done, so it was kind of a gamble. But I also really liked that the villain, played by Michael B. Jordan, Killmonger, he is the best multifaceted villain in one of the Marvel movies. You can empathize with him.
You can. That is very rare, I think, not only in Marvel, but in any film where you have a villain that you kind of feel for. I think that's a great balance, too. And I do love seeing this. I love seeing the success and bridging the gap between, white audiences and Black audiences. We saw it so cleverly done and is celebrated with a film like Get Out last year, which is so deservedly nominated now. And that is a story that brought important themes of racism and differences between white and Black culture, but bridged the gap between Black and white audiences versus having Tyler Perry movies that are directed by and made by a Black team for a Black audience, or a white film for a white audience. It's like, here we have a great Marvel film that's as good as any Iron Man movie, any Thor, any Captain America, but it is predominantly Black cast, and it's going to break through to all audiences, regardless of race and culture, and that is a huge achievement.
Definitely. And also a great thing that the director does was he wove in, I think, really organically the topics of colonialism, collective memory, that balance between autonomy of Wakanda and also social conscience about their place in the rest of the world. And it was this tension between how do we preserve ourselves? But hey, all these other people are suffering too. And if we only shared what we have, this wouldn't be happening. So it was very topical, you know, from the president's comments about countries to, you know,
anything about immigration.
Immigration. Here in Milwaukee, the highest incarceration rate, you know, it touched upon all these things, but it was done with such grace, I feel like.
It is so interesting, I think, about art and entertainment, how almost at any point in history, you can look at it and call it out as timely. Mm-hmm. But in some cases, it's glaringly timely. And I think for sure, Black Panther was intentionally so. Unlike other movies that are maybe that were unintentionally, like The Post that Steven Spielberg did recently with Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks, that turned out to be super timely. That was, you know, in production prior to Trump winning the election, but turned out to be super timely about freedom of the press, right? But Black Panther, which kind of had more of time on its side here, made some very, very strong political statements about nationalism versus patriotism, about serving your country versus saving your country, about where your loyalties actually lie and how your loyalty in action should be implicated or activated. And those moments were thrilling. I almost wanted to applaud as if we were at a live stage production versus watching something that's just taped and on film on a screen in front of us, you know, because there's some themes that were very rousing in this movie politically.
I do have to say that the energy in the theater was unlike a lot of movies I've been to. You know, no one was talking. Everyone was very much so paying attention. And even if we wanted to applaud and clap like that, I feel like everyone was holding it back until the end.
Right.
Just like seeping it all in.
It's true, because you're right. Sometimes audiences are very disrespectful and they'll laugh inappropriately or they'll take you out of something. But I think that the strength and the storytelling and the performance and the art direction of Black Panther was so good that everyone was just sort of wrapped and swept up into the film that we were giving it the respect it deserves as a community experience.
Definitely. And on that note, I do have some comments from the audience that we can have a listen to just based on what it meant to them.
What did you think of the movie, Jimmy?
I think it was excellent. Like, it was great. You know, nothing felt rushed. You know, although the movie's 2 hours and 15 minutes, it didn't feel like it. You know, you was so, you know, enticed with the movie and the plot. And I liked how they, you know, even the bad guy, how they, you know, explain his background and everything. And you kind of get that respect. I actually had respect for him, you know, because, you know, Wakanda, you know, they're holding back their information and everything. And, you know, he grew up in struggling and stuff like that. So I had a whole bunch of respect for him and understood his rationale for why he did what he did.
What does it mean for you to have this kind of representation in a superhero film? I mean, just last year we had a female superhero in Wonder Woman, and now we finally get a Black superhero. So what does it mean to see that on the big screen in a big release?
Well, just the fact that it's on the big screen, you know, people, like even kids, especially children, they look forward to these superheroes and look up to them. So it's important to, you know, display that message of, you know, real history that actually happened and occurred. And, you know, they teach you that in school, but, you know, kids, they're getting more excited with a movie. And, you know, they look up to that superhero and like, oh, okay, so that's what happened in real life and stuff, you know. And when you do talk about it in school, they can think back to what movie they saw. And, you know, they could get that correlation between the movie and real history. And, you know, probably even be inspired to be historians or anything like that in real life. I'm lost for words. I can't really, you know, think of adjectives to suffice for how great the movie was. But, you know, you just have to see it. Like, you won't regret it. You won't.
I thought it was amazing. I think giving people a vision of what a non-colonized African continent, at least in part, you know, black people who have the chance to seek success on their own without any interference culturally and otherwise, I think that's a very powerful thing. I think and I hope that all the young people seeing this, you know, inspires them. Despite all the struggles and trials and things like that, anything is possible. So yeah, it was great.
I think this movie did a great job of having this duality of this fantasy world, yet showing what it could be, but also showing America's reality.
Absolutely.
What do you think of the kind of cultural blending there?
Well, I think that's a huge part of why I liked it. You know, obviously there's the great superhero stuff, the Marvel stuff and all that. But the fact that they attach it to what's reality, particularly in a city like Milwaukee that's the most incarcerated per capita, one of the most segregated, you know, showing a vision of something that's different, and not just necessarily different, but the reality of what people go through, and the fact that no matter what station in life, no matter who you are, what you look like, we need to all make sure that, you know, we take care of each other. And so some people take those types of things the wrong way. It's like, you know, no, nobody's looking for a handout. People are looking for a chance. And, you know, even though he was a villain, you know, Mr. Killmonger says some really quite pertinent things. And, you know, obviously I won't spoil that for the radio, but, you know, it definitely is something that people need to think about, and who we uplift and who we degrade and what we say and what we do and how we administer our forms of government and all those different things. So it's, you know, a superhero movie that has a very strong magnifying glass to kind of illuminate some of the things that we're dealing with in real life.
Oh, I think it's awesome. Like, I highly recommend it to anybody who wants to see it. I'm not, like, very loud and expressive about being excited, but I'm definitely excited. So I was impressed. There was a lot of hype about it, so it lived up to the hype for sure.
I think it definitely made us maybe think a little bit more about the world and also how we as Americans are represented in movies, but maybe also be able to show a little bit how other countries are also seen as well. So I think it was good.
I mean, I too thought it was pretty empowering to see it, and it was interesting because within the movie itself, it was talking about power and being represented, and so to see people in real life want to be represented and to see in the movie that it's reflecting what's happening in real life was very interesting.
And we heard from Jameel Russell, Jared English, Leslie Lucas, Chris Pierce, and Quincy Drain. Based on what those people said, what are your responses to that? Do you think this is pretty common for this film?
Yeah, I think that the general consensus here is that it's a home run. It's a fantastic piece of entertainment, but we're also hearing inspired responses. And that, I think, is something phenomenal, because if entertainment can help move people in the right direction by touching them emotionally, there's no greater compliment, I think, to the creative team behind it. We're hearing from Jameel, who said that the pacing of the film is good, which is true. You know, there are some slow moments, but it never lags, but also that he found role models in this. And I think that's so key, because it's in keeping, again, with Disney's more socially conscious filmmaking as they acquire Lucasfilm and Marvel and other properties that are so important, or what they're doing with the diversity in the casting of Star Wars, where we're seeing Asian and African American and white and strong females leaders. You know, it's like, and then now with Marvel too, we're seeing this great breakout of role models and strong messages that are inspiring young people about compassion and messaging of empathy and taking care of one another, that I think is just so important.
Definitely. So overall, I really hope this keeps attention until next award season, because I certainly think it deserves some nods. But for anyone on the fence about this movie, what are you going to say to them?
I think it's a must-see on the big screen. We saw it in 3D, which was a lot of fun also. And, you know, one of the great things about keeping up with the Marvel Cinematic Universe is there's always more to look forward to. So we've already got Avengers Infinity War that's going to include the Guardians of the Galaxy and all the popular Marvel characters, plus Spider-Man and Black Panther now on May 4th. Ant-Man also, and The Wasp coming out July 6th. And I'm so thrilled that we finally know that Patty Jenkins is returning to do Wonder Woman 2. November 1st, 2019, that comes out. So we've got a lot of strength to look forward to on the big screen.
Film critic Ryan Jay is a nationally syndicated radio host and resident reviewer on Channel 4's The Morning Blend and Saturday News. He spoke with Audrey Nowakowski about Black Panther. Go down that road again. It's all the same.